You're listening to Marketplace. I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. The Supreme Court has weighed in on the Affordable Care Act, but there's still plenty of fighting to be done over the nation's health care law. The latest example comes courtesy of Fortune 500 companies and labor unions who've teamed up to lobby Congress to kill a tax on some of their very generous, some might say lavish, health plans. It's sometimes called the Cadillac tax, but employers and employees who may face it say it's more like a Ford Fusion tax. From the health desk at WHYY in Philadelphia, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein has more.
Most Affordable Care Act fights come from the right, not the plan to kill the Cadillac tax.
There are actually more Democrats on the legislation to repeal it than there are Republicans.
James Klein with the American Benefits Council is leading the charge, with heavy hitters like Blue Cross Blue Shield and the labor union Unite Here right behind him. Here's how it works when the tax starts in 2018. Tally up all the employer benefits, premiums, health savings accounts, you name it. If all that costs more than $10,200 for a person or $27,500 for a family, you pay. This lobbying campaign argues regular people will end up getting run over by the Cadillac tax. Brian Marshall is a school superintendent outside of San Diego.
It's really going to be a burden on our teachers, our custodians, the special ed aides and bus drivers, and that's just an attack on our middle class families.
To oppose this tax by arguing the biggest victims are ordinary middle income workers is just not right. It's just not supported by the evidence.
Howard Gleckman is with the Urban Brookings Tax Policy Center. One estimate is that just 5 to 15% of plans would qualify for the tax. Gleckman says it's designed to root out excess, a serious problem in healthcare.
Doctors who like to do more tests and more procedures because they get paid more for it, and consumers who don't care because insurance is paying for it.
Gleckman says even with business and union forces pushing repeal, there's a big force driving the Cadillac tax. It's expected to raise $90 billion in its first 10 years. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.